Brad Davidson. Morning, Bradley.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
What did you make of it? What's your opinion on this? Is it panic stations? Did they choke the Aussies?
No, I don't think it's panic stations. I try to look at it from the other point of view and go, I'm trying to treat yesterday as a bit of a win rather than a loss because, you know, I know it was a draw and it feels like a loss, but at the same time, if Pant stayed around a little bit longer and Bahari didn't do that hammy, I reckon they probably would have won the test. So I just don't think there was a great deal for the bowlers in the pitch on the last day. I thought we could have bowled a bit better. I thought Lyon bowled probably a touch full for a lot of the day. But look, saying all that, I thought, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to India. They batted to remarkably well, really. And it just sets up a great last test in Brisbane. But, you know, I think we've got to have the advantage, don't we, heading towards Brisbane? I mean, they've got a number of injury worries and take that into... I mean, I don't think we've lost in Brisbane since the 1980s as well. I know that's generally the first test and that's more of an advantage because, the opposition teams haven't really adapted to the Australian conditions in the first test. But having said all that, going to Brisbane, they've got to bring in a few new players. You wouldn't think Fahari's going to be there and obviously Jadeja as well. So with all that in mind, I think we've got the upper hand heading towards Brisbane and we've just got to solve those batting woes outside of Marnus and Steve Smith. And if we can do that, we're going to be hard to beat.
What was the crowd there like yesterday, mate? What was the feeling? Was there a lot of Indian fans? I know it was limited numbers, obviously, with COVID. But, what was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, look, I think there was a couple of thousand there and it was a bit of a mix. The Indian crowd always make a bit of noise and are quite jovial, where the Aussies seem to just sit back. So it probably seemed like there were more Indian fans there. But it filled out throughout the day. I think a lot of people probably rolled down middle of the day and thought we're in for an epic finish. And while we didn't get that, I still thoroughly enjoyed it. I love Test cricket. I love the arm wrestle that it is. And, there was some terrific batting from Pant and Pujara early doors. And then the defiance of Bahari and Ashwin Late was great to watch, albeit that it was disappointing as an Australian fan.
It didn't go to plan for the Aussies yesterday. Hopefully it goes to plan for the connections from Mark this weekend, who will make its debut at Rose Hill. How will it run, Davo?
Yeah, so it's an interesting horse. I think we talk about the golden slipper picture and we talk about, Enthar, Acrobat, Four Moves Ahead and horses like this. And this is the one of left field that people have been talking about for a while as potentially a golden slipper chance. And it's yet to race. It's had a couple of trials. It's won them both, beat Ranchan in the first trial and then won the latest trial at Rose Hill by a big, big space. So trained by Team Hawks, set to debut at Rose Hill this weekend and it'll be fascinating to see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be pretty short there on the weekend. And if it lives up to it, it might just be in that golden slipper picture once again.
Mate, I know we've only got a condensed segment today, but how do you assess these sort of youngsters that don't come off the bridle? Because they look like V8s, but sometimes when it gets to race day conditions for the first time, they go like the Datsun.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? I think a big key with these, you just got to try to look at the style, look at how they gallop and look at their action more than anything. I mean, you look at Enthar, you look at horses like Four Moves Ahead and they just move so well at the trials. And for me, that's such a big thing because you are right. Some of them, they look so good at the trials and then come out and do absolutely nothing on race day. But there's these certain athletic types of horses that when they cover the ground so effortlessly at the trials, you always got to keep note. And I mean, but Enthar was definitely one of those, and that's why she started so short on debut.
What about Ranchan? I know you've been following this horse through. Do you reckon he'll get a run?
Well, I mean, he's first emergency at the moment, so you'll just be sweating on to see if one of those are scratched in the lead up to the Magic Millions there on the weekend. Obviously, won well at Warwick Farm on debut, and then just missed at Eagle Farm in a three-way finish. So, look, I know the Waller Yard will be hoping so, and if he does, I'm sure he'll have his supporters again. I thought he was a little bit disappointing the other day, but maybe with that run under his belt at 1200, he'll improve off that. But yeah, they'll be definitely sweating on one of those horses coming out in the next few days.
And what about Andrew Adkins? Can't wait for him to get back to the track because he's just a pest. When he's got nothing to do and he's bored, he gets just everyone on the text message. He'll be back soon, won't he?
He will be back soon. I know he's a good mate of yours. And, obviously had that horror fall back at Rose Hill in July where he broke the leg, collarbone and seven ribs as well. So he's been given that medical clearance to return to I think track work next week, January 18, and you know, he'll take a little while to get that fitness level up. But I think he's walking around at 51 kilos today, so he's done a good job. And you know, he's had a wretched run, hasn't he, with injuries. And we wish Andrew nothing but the best, and can't wait to see him back, and hopefully can get on a roll, because every time he has started to get on a roll, he's unfortunately just had another injury that's put him back on the sideline.
Yeah, hear, mate. No tips today, tips tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do our best. We'll have a look tomorrow. A bit of a quiet start to the week, and we'll build as the week progresses.
Outstanding. Look forward to it. Brad Davidson, we'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.